Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dynamic Cables Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranay Shah from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Yeah, hi, good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome on behalf of PhillipCapital to the Q2 FY24 earnings call of Dynamic Cables Limited. It being the first-ever conference call being conducted by the company, we take joy in hosting the management and wish to continue the same ahead. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Ashish Mangal, Managing Director, Mr. Murari Lal Poddar, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Govind Saboo, IR Advisor. At this point, I'll hand over the floor to Mr. Ashish Mangal for his initial remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome all participants to the maiden analyst call of Dynamic Cables. As they say, the first is always special, and we will try our best to make this session as insightful as possible by addressing your queries and providing a better understanding of our company. As many of you would be interacting with us for the first time, so let me start with giving you a brief introduction of Dynamic Cables. We are manufacturers of various types of power distribution cables, and our product portfolio includes low voltage, high voltage, power and control cables, flexible instrumentation and industrial cables, railway signaling cables, and now onwards, DC solar cables. We supply products largely to government DISCOMs, private distribution companies, EPC contractors, and export to more than 42 countries. Our manufacturing plants are located in Jaipur and Deoli. As the industry trends have evolved, we have consistently expanded capacities and modernized facilities. Our journey began in 1986 as a partnership firm producing DC wires. We gradually diversified into manufacturing conductors, low voltage, medium voltage, and high voltage cables. In 2017, we went public by listing on BSE SME Exchange, followed by a migration to BSE Main Board in 2020. In 2022, we got listed on NSE Main Board. In Q1 FY25, we successfully raised 97 crore in growth capital from reputed institutions and HNIs. Our post-listing journey has been remarkable, with Dynamic Cables emerging as one of the leading power cable manufacturers in India. Since listing, we have delivered 21.4% CAGR growth in cable segment, 25.7% CAGR growth in EBITDA margins, 31.0% CAGR growth in PAT. Now, discussing about our performance in Q2 H1 FY25, I would like to share that Dynamic Cables continues on a strong growth trajectory, supported by our record order book and sustained business visibility. We remain committed to maintaining financial discipline and safeguarding operational margins throughout our growth journey. During this quarter, we witnessed an encouraging uptick in capital expenditure across both government and private sectors, driven by investments to keep pace with the growing demand for power. This positive momentum reinforces our belief in long-term growth opportunities, and we are well prepared to seize these opportunities with our CapEx programs on track. With a robust order book and strong order fulfillment capabilities, we are confident in our ability to deliver sustainable growth and maintain visibility into future performance. In response to the growing transition towards renewable energy, we are excited to announce the launch of direct current, that is, DC solar cables designed specifically for solar power plants. These cables mark another step in our journey to expand into new product categories that align with industry needs. On the financial front, we are delighted to report our highest-ever half-yearly revenue and a record order book. In H1 FY25, sales grew 32% over H1 FY24, with EBITDA rising 35% to INR 45.6 crore. Operating margin stood at 10.3% and PAT increased by 54% to INR 25.5 crores, reflecting our strong financial performance. Segment-wise contribution in H1 FY25. Government sales 28.4%, private sales 64.2%, exports 7.4%. Product-wise contribution in H1 FY25. HV cable 60.01%, low voltage cables 32.98%, railway signaling cables 3.97%, and conductors 3.04%. As of 30th September 24, our order book stands at 595 crores, providing strong revenue visibility. Our new growth areas for next 5 years shall be semiconductor industry, the data centers, and the renewable energy sources. The update on our capacity expansion, our ongoing capex is on track and should be completed by Q2 FY26. And thank you all for your time today. I look forward to addressing your questions and sharing more insights into our plans and progress. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Piyush Sewal Dasani from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats for a great set of results. So my first question is on the fundraise which we did and the capex which we have announced. If you can help me understand with the current capacities which we have, what is the kind of revenue potential possible from that? And then the capex, the fundraise which we have done, what would be the amount of capex which we would be doing? So I see that in the first half we have done 17 crores of capex. So if you can help me with that, and what would be the revenue potential from this capex? That is my first question.
Hi, Piyush. This is Govind Sahu. And so basically, we generally do 5.5 to 6 times our gross fixed asset as our turnover sales. Sales to gross fixed asset ratio we have been. So typically, with the current gross block, we believe that we will be able to do around 950 to 1000 crores of sales. That is our capacity. And with the new capex on track, we should increase this capacity by another 200 crores or so, because our capex would be around 35-40 crores. So again, 5.5 to 6 times, it will be 200 to 250 crores of additional turnover capacity, which will get added in our plant.
Sure. So, sir, this capacity will come by second quarter of FY26, right?
Yeah. So, we will be commissioning our plant in Q1, and I think this capacity will be available by Q2 next year.
Sir, my second question is on the working capital. So, working capital days actually increased to last year, and in the second half also, I see that working capital days are still around 100 days. So, if you can help us, what would be the sustainable number for working capital? Do you see them going down?
Yeah, so basically 100 days is our normal working capital days, and quarter on quarter it keeps on moving based on the realizations and the sales trajectory which we have. But typically we have maintained this. If you look at our track record also, we have maintained around 100 days. So 5-10 days plus minus here and there. But typically that is our working capital days.
Sure, sir. So my last question is on the newer product which we have entered, the solar cable, DC solar cables. So if you can help us understand what is the total addressable market in this, who are the other players, firstly on the solar cables, and secondly on the export opportunity, any traction which we have seen there. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so there is a lot of thrust on the solar cable, solar power, as all of us know. And we believe that the it is a global opportunity. We would be starting with domestic market, but we believe that it's a global opportunity going forward. And in the data, industry data says that the market should be around, total solar cable market should be around 10,000 odd crores globally. And in India, it should be 1,500 to 2,000 crores. That is the best estimate which we have. We have no authentic source to for this data, but this is the best case estimate which we have. So, there are two, three more players who are in who are providing manufacturing solar cables. Finolex is one of them. I think there are a couple of more players which you may be doing better at. Apar is there, yes.
And sir, on export side, any increased traction there?
In solar cables or in general?
In general,
exports are good. The only what I would say the bottleneck was the sea freight, because they had gone up very abruptly in the second quarter, and that took us back. But we have a good order book of exports, and it will pick up in the next quarter or whatever, next half, I think, as the sea freights normalize. So there have been some delays in the shipments, but overall traction and environment is good.
Sure, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, can you give this growth number, the revenue growth numbers of the first half and the Q2 in terms of how much is the volume growth and how is the, you know, the realization has moved?
So it is very difficult to, on a like-to-like basis on a cable, on cable industry, to measure the volume growth per se. But majority of the growth is driven by volume. That's all we can comment as of now. So we don't, it's difficult because it's a customized product. So volume growth is difficult to measure.
Okay. So majority of the growth, whether it's an H1 or the Q2, is from the volume growth.
Yes.
Secondly, on the order book, because 595 odd crore of order book you have, if you can give some color on the from which segment, like earlier you had given like of railway signaling has one of the, you know, the major segment where the order book were. So how is the, you know, segment wise indicative, if you can give, would be more helpful.
So order book is largely in line with our revenue mix. So there is no, I would say, aberration in the order book position as compared to the revenue mix. And secondly, around 15% of the order book comprises of export orders, and rest is domestic. So this information, this is what I can best explain.
Okay, that's helpful, sir. And related to the export, if I look at the H1 we had seen a significant decrease on the YOY side in the revenue. So is that because of the, you know, the what the freight rate or the container availability or the issues in the logistics and supply chain going on? Is it because of that, or is that the we had seen some softness in the market where we are exporting? What's the exact reason for that?
No, I think the order book is very healthy on export side, so there is no problem. I mean, you can just derive from there only that there is no softness in the demand or in the markets where we are operating. The logistics and supply chain challenges are there, which keeps on happening at the international markets day in and day out. So we think that we'll be able to pick up in the next half.
Okay, and is there a differential in the margin in the export and the domestic for you?
Not really, not much.
Okay. Full year CapEx, how much you had spent for FY 25?
Around 35 to 40 crores.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Iyer from Value Educator. Please go ahead.
Okay, so congratulations for the very good set of numbers. So I have two questions basically. So we have renowned and well-established players in our segment. So how do we differentiate ourselves from them? And the second is, you mentioned that our working capital days are normally 100 days. So are we planning to bring it down, or how are we working on that? So these are my two questions.
So both are big challenges for management or for managing this business. Differentiating ourselves between our competitors and working capital management. Those are the two large challenges which, as a business owner, everybody of us face here in the cable manufacturing business. So we give our best attempt in developing new products, understanding the customer needs, and improving our service delivery mechanisms in order to differentiate ourselves among the competitors. And also in the working capital cycle, we try to improve it over a period of, every day we try to improve it. But we can't give a definitive plan of how we can reduce it or how much we can reduce it. But definitely attempt is there to free up the working capital as much as possible. But being into a B2B business, I think 5-10 days here and there, this would be the trend which will continue in the foreseeable future.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madan Gopal from Sundaram. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Congratulations on the great set of numbers, a very good execution. And if I look at the numbers that are coming through from the competition, the volume numbers are looking very encouraging, same as with us as well. We are planning for the next leg of CAMPEX, and that will add growth for next year. But if I look at the competition, they are all looking at next 3-year plan, 4-year plan. So what do you think, like, we should be starting to plan for the next leg of CAPEX growth? Because this will probably cover you till FY26. Beyond that, what is the visibility and how do you want to plan that out?
So definitely, Madan, it's a compounding business, as we have all witnessed in the past also, and in the future also, it will remain a compounding business. And we have grown step by step in the past also, and we'll kind of grow brick by brick in the future also. So definitely our focus or concentration is to get this CAPEX on time, get our capacities utilized, and in the parallel we are also planning for next phase of growth, because for that we would require another CAPEX to kick in, and that has to be a greenfield project which we will be planning. There are definite plans, but nothing concrete as of now which we can kind of, the focus is currently on timely implementation of the current CAPEX program, the ongoing CAPEX program, and then getting that utilized as fast as possible, and in the parallel also plan for the next leg of the growth.
Sure. Second, on new opportunities like solar cable and data centers and those things being highlighted, any traction of new customer addition so that we get our qualification also ready on time? So any update that we can give so that when the opportunity arises, we participate? I think we were planning, there are two types of cables used in solar. We are already present in one, and the other one we are preparing ourselves to get qualified. So where are we in that journey?
Hi, Madan. Ashish, how are you?
I am fine, Ashish. How are you?
Good. So these will be the next growth areas for us. Like, one will be the data center in the semiconductor industry. We see a huge growth in these two specific areas. So the third one is renewable. We have already started DC solar cables. Like we can see, we are the kind of gigawatt growth we foresee in the country as well as in the other parts of the world. So we have already entered the solar cables. And these two semiconductors and the data centers will be the next growth centers. We have not yet disclosed any kind of plans for semiconductors and data centers. But for the renewable solar cables, our type tests have already been done. So we will be very soon getting the BIS license for those. And then we'll be officially launching these solar cables.
Okay, sure. And do they need a separate capacity when you are planning for the next leg of CapEx?
So definitely we need, but to start with, to certain size of cables, we can do with a similar plant. And for the next leg of growth, we definitely will be needing a separate capacity.
Okay. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khadija Mantri from Capri Global. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So first of all, I wanted one clarification. I missed the number of this sales mix for H1 between government and private in domestic.
So government was 28%, Khadija.
Okay. And exports is 7% and the rest is private, right?
7.5%, yes. And rest is private.
Okay. Okay, sir. And also, since we have already done 25 crore of PAT and about 400 crore of revenue in the first half, are we still sticking to our guidance of about 950 crore of revenue and PAT of about 60 crore? Or we think that we should be able to surpass this guidance for FY25?
Khadija, there is no guidance as such. Let me clarify on record. But yes, we, second half should be, I mean, generally as the trend is little better than the first half for business where we are. So we hope for the best in the second half.
Okay, sir. So but we will not face any capacity constraints in the second half. Because normally for the cable companies also, the second half is better as compared to the first half.
Right. So it's an industry-wide kind of habit, we can say.
Okay, sir. And as far as export market is concerned, did we get any headwind in the U.S. markets?
Yeah, so U.S. market, we have got one UL approval. So we have applied for other products also for approvals. And once we get those approvals in place, then I think the sales and marketing efforts would start for us. So it will take some time. Maybe you'll have to wait for 4 to 6 more quarters.
Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ajay Sharma from Maybank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I want to check, you have both debt as well as cash of almost equivalent amount. So is there a plan to pay down any debt?
Hi, Ajay. So debt is our working capital. I mean, most of our debt is working capital debt. The term loan is just 6-7 crores, so which will run down in next 2-3 quarters as such, naturally. So not required as such for repayment.
Okay. And then where is the cash being deployed?
So we have around 100 crores of cash on our books, out of which one third is basically deployed, is our margin for our LC and BG facilities, which is earmarked. One third we have earmarked for our capex, our ongoing capex, and balance one third we will use it for our working capital needs.
So right now it's all sitting in current account, is it basically?
Yeah, it's sitting in our, liquid fund.
Okay. And then, going ahead, I mean, how do you see the growth for the company? I mean, first half you did 30% plus. I mean, is there any sort of CAGR trajectory you want to guide to next 3-4 years?
So in last 6 years, we have grown at 20% around. So I think if God is kind, the trend should continue.
Okay. And anything on the margin? I mean, margin have been pretty stable, but any chance to improve the margin?
So, I mean, there are always efforts to increase the margin, but in last 6 years, margins have been stable between 10 to 10.5%. I mean, typically that has been the range. And being in a B2B business, it is very, very difficult to kind of push the margins further, to be honest. So we are trying with the new product developments and everything, but I mean it's a difficult thing to crack, honestly. So as of now, I mean we foresee a 10 to 10.5% range to continue for some time at least.
Okay. Lastly, on the earlier you were talking about covered conductors, EV cables, I mean railway signaling. As well, I mean, what is the progress on these in these areas?
So they are moving pretty well. I mean, the railway signaling contribution has reached to 4%, so it is gradually inching up. We started 2-3 years back. There is a huge opportunity there. Again, covered conductor, that has also moved up. So all these products which were launched 2-3 years back have started contributing in high single digits or low teens to our revenue contribution, and they will gradually start contributing more. In the meantime, we have been seeding new products every year, 2-3 new products like solar cables we have seeded this year and so on. So this is a journey, I think, which every company of our size should undertake in order to have a good profitable growth ahead.
And the order book execution cycle is, for the existing order book, is like over what period? 6 to 9 months, or?
Yes, absolutely, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay Doshi from Ardeko. Please go ahead.
Yes. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, sir, my first question is that if we see for Q2 across the cable players, we've seen there is a softness in gross margins because of elevated aluminium prices. But our gross margins have been very strong if we compare to that. So, like, is there any reason? So, like, is there a delay or, like, what can be the reason for this?
Pranay, so basically, there is one fundamental difference which I think we should acknowledge between the players I think you are referring to and dynamic cables. They are onto the retail segment. So they have a mix of both institutional sales as well as retail sales, or the wire sales as well as cable sales. We are only into cables and we are only institutional sales players. So for us, the margin volatility is not there, because we kind of are hedged by our customer contracts. So we have a price variation clause with our customers on the supply side, whereby whatever is the raw material cost variation, it gets passed on to the customers.
So how quickly are we able to pass it on? So, like, let's say if there is an increase today, so like when is the price revision, when does it take place?
Every order?
Yeah, so basically, like, let's say if there is a price increase, so you said that we have contracts, so we might have some kind of a price revision there, right? We are able to take a price hike for our end customer. So, like, how quickly does it take place?
That happens on real-time basis, on order-to-order basis, on every supplier.
Oh, okay, sir. So, and sir, on the order book, so do we only include confirmed orders in the 595 crore order books, or do we also have L1 bids?
What we disclose is the only confirmed orders.
Okay. And sir, then in that case, what is the current bid pipeline for us for the year?
That year, unfortunately, we don't share.
Okay, sir. And sir, just one more question. So what visibility do we get from the capex plans of our end customers? And like, what are the main capex programs which are contributing to, let's say, our work?
Largely, our business, the CapEx happens on the distribution lines, both on the upgradation, replacement, and new distribution lines, which our customers are undertaking or end users are undertaking.
Okay, and sir, any major CapEx program that you are seeing that will, like, let's say, help us in sales in our orders?
So CapEx program is happening, I think, all across the country from north to south, and this is a very known fact that due to increase in the per capita consumption, the voltage loads have to be increased in the on the distribution side. On the distribution side, secondly, the overhead conductors have to be now got into underground cabling, so that fixing is also taking place. Plus, there is new electrification, which is happening very, very widely. So, these smart metering is taking place for which cables are required. So, all these factors are largely kicking in the CAPEX program or driving the CAPEX program. And fortunately, there is good financial support from the private side as well as from the central government and state government schemes to fund this CAPEX.
Okay. And sir, like in our bid to like move to more value-added products, we've already, let's say, moved out of the, not completely moved out, but reduced our exposure to the conductor segment. And so incrementally, like let's say, what kind of value-added products, like what kind of margins are we looking at from the value-added products as far as the gross margins are concerned? So like can it improve from the 19-odd% that we are at currently?
Yeah, it will be in this range only. We try our best, but because of the competitive nature of this entire industry, it should remain, it should hover around that only. So we can't see any, or we don't see any immediate changes or variations in this.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. While most of my questions have been answered, I just wanted to know how is the demand scenario looking like for this coming year?
It's very encouraging, Ankur, because it is well indicated by our order book also. So incrementally we have, this is I think the highest order book which the company is carrying on its books as of now. So thanks to the demand scenario, we have been able to build our order book.
So on this order book side, you said it will be like 6 months execution timeline?
6 to 9 months.
Got it. And on solar side, how are we seeing any traction, like with the new product that we have launched? Are we seeing any traction or we expect that will happen over the next year?
So we have just launched this product. We have got the approvals because that is the first stage. And definitely there. We believe that on the tailwind side, it is a huge tailwind. There is a lot of demand in place, and we would be able to what kind of market share we are able to get. I think things will be more clear in next 2 to 3 quarters.
Got it, sir. Thank you, Anand.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Jain from MoneyCurves Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just want to apologize upfront because I am very new to the company, so some of the questions I'll ask will be very basic in nature. So I just wanted to also understand, see the prep allotment we did, then we have done, I just want to understand a little bit of a breakup of the CAPEX plan that we have, for which we have raised capital. So we did this brownfield in Rizas, and then we have launched the solar DC cable and some CAPEX is still to happen. So I just want to understand this 92 crores, how broadly has it been utilized in terms of the CAPEX?
So out of this 92 crores, we have 96 crores, around 6 to 7 crores have already been utilized in the CapEx. Around 40 crores has been used in the working capital. And balance we have planned around 30 crores to be utilized for more for CapEx. And incrementally, so this is how the major breakup has been for the 92 crores.
So the Ringus expansion did not happen from the capital raise in a way, in the sense that it was already planned from the cash flows of the company. You have not used the press capital for the Ringus expansion.
So we will use, no? We have earmarked that because it happens gradually over a period of time.
Okay. And sir, the DC cable, the solar DC cable is a new capex or we have launched a product from the existing gross block of the company?
We have launched it from our existing plant only, but the new capex will kind of extend it further or will give us more capacities.
So the capacity expansion we will do, sir, is that capacity dynamic in nature in the sense that we will be able to, from the same facility,
it is fungible.
So it's not that we have to specifically put a capacity for semiconductor or solar, the cable capacity...
Cable plants are always fungible, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shraddha Kapadia from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Shraddha, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. So basically, I wanted to know the current capacity utilization and also what are the measures that we are taking so as to optimize the process as well as enhance the capacity, considering that our order book is growing considerably.
So, Shraddha, we have around 1,000 crores of turnover capacity as of now, and we are 80-90% utilized as capacity as of now, and we have announced a capex which would increase our capacity by around 20%. So, this should take care of our next year's growth plan.
Okay, so thank you so much. And if you could help me, what are the key measures, what are the key market trends that you believe will have an impact on our business in next few years? Especially, like you already mentioned, that volatility in the prices of your raw material does not impact much. But considering the demand supply scenario, or if you could give a brief about the current demand trends which are there in the B2B space, specifically.
Yeah, Shraddha, your voice is not clear, so I think you'll have to repeat it.
So, majorly, I wanted to understand the demand trend in the B2B space.
The demand is good. I think a lot of demand there is an encouraging demand which is coming in. Largely as the factors which I already discussed in the previous question. So demand looks good. The industry is expecting a 12-14% kind of growth at the industry level for the cables for next 3-5 years. So if that kicks in, then it's a sunrise moment for the industry, I believe.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from iWealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. And congrats for a good set of number. Hello.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So just one clarification in terms of that in absolute interest cost. So how you see your interest cost will be eventually that from 1,000 crore to 1,200 crore turnover, which you are saying. So how the interest cost will move? It will remain same because you have raised the capital. That's why it's look lower at this last 4-5 quarters. It remains same 4-5 crore. So how you see that going forward?
Yeah, so basically our finance cost should remain in this range only, I would say, because the additional working capital requirement would be taken care of by our existing debt. So capital raise which we have taken place. So So for next 2 years, I don't think there would be a substantial movement in our finance cost. We hope that it can come down a little because of lowering in our terms of debt from our bankers, if we are able to negotiate it better. So there may be a 10-15% positive surprise there.
Okay. So is it fair to assume that FY24 interest cost of 20-odd crore, which finance cost of 20-odd crore, will remain same for at least for the foreseeable future?
I think it should reduce. So this 20 crore, so in the Q4, we negotiated some good terms with our bankers, and so it has reduced by 10-15%, and we are in the process, and it's an ongoing process, this negotiation. If one more round of negotiation happens, then it will reduce another 10-15%. So the absolute debt levels would remain same, but the terms negotiation can yield some benefit out of it.
Great. Thank you. And in terms of any plans for going to the house wires?
Not in next 1-2 years. Not in near future.
Okay. And any what is your contribution from your government is? Government SEB is?
28% in H1, 6 months.
Okay. And from the order book, what is the breakup of government?
Almost in line of the revenue mix.
Okay. And normally this execution cycle for this order book is what? 4-5 months?
6 to 9 months, yeah.
6 to 9. Okay. Great. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Gunjan Kabra from Niveshaay Investment in Advisory. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Hi, Ashish Govindji. So just wanted to understand that, with respect to the whole transmission value chain in terms of power equipment like transformers, towers, so those segments are growing, at a very good rate of 20-25% year on year, and the guidance for that segment is also very good. So what is happening on the, can we expect the same happening in the cable industry as well because of the TAM size now being increasing from 4.5 to 9.2 lakh crores by the government as well? And the segment, the company, because dynamic cables as a whole also, if that can grow at this rate or not. So just wanted to understand with respect to other power equipment which is growing at a very high level. So can we expect the same in the cable as well?
Hi, Gunjan. So I think all the macro signals are very encouraging, honestly. And the growth rates are elevated as compared to, what we have seen in the past 3 years back, 4 years back, or 2 years back for that matter. What exactly would be number, I can't say. This is, I think, more what we read and what we understand from the economists and researchers are that it should be growing at 12-15%. And for dynamic cables, we believe that our long-term trend has been growing at 18-20%, so we should continue that. We are also cautious on the profitability front, and we would always be disciplined as our DNA. So this it would be a measured growth for us in terms of profit versus the opportunity, growth opportunity.
Okay, got it. And in the semiconductor and data center side, so like railways require approval, solar DC requires a little bit of approval. So on these sides also, do we have like to take the approval cycle is long, or is it that we can supply the way we supply other cables?
BD cycle is always long in cables, Gunjan. So any cable we launch, there is a long BD cycle which we have to go through the warranty and all.
So they.
So data center, have you supplied any time or do we have to take approvals and then maybe from next year we can supply or how is
it? It's at product development stage, R&D.
Ravi, R&D?
Yes.
Okay. And railway side, because I guess the margins are a little lower so and the volume is high, so we are not focusing that much or are we focusing on this side or not?
I think it has been not as good as we had envisaged, but I think it is still contributing for 4%. So it's not a completely ignored segment for us, honestly.
And the margins on the solar DC, semiconductor, data center, when we supply, will it be the same margins or improved margins or low margins than the current one?
I think we'll have to test the water. Then only we can comment on the margins.
Achha. Perfect. Okay. And one more last question. Though you mentioned one, that you know the margins in B2B remains less fluctuating, but this time aluminium and we managed it very well in terms of EBITDA margins. So can we have some lag effects next quarter or will be able to continue the same in terms of margins because the prices have been really very fluctuating and volatile that way.
No, but if we are disciplined, then there is a 100% pass-through. So I am again reiterating for the benefit of all our viewers that
yeah.
For us, the commodity prices are complete pass-through to our customers.
Okay.
Because the contracts are designed in such manner.
Okay, so there is no lag effect, right, sir? We can pass it on very easily, that way.
Yes.
Got it.
Unless there is an extreme volatility, which you cannot catch, so which is very unlikely event, but generally in a normal course of business, it's a 100% possible.
Okay, thank you so much and good luck to the entire team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Nikum from AA Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question was, you had referred earlier that with the current gross block, your capacity to do is around 1,000 crores of revenue. And given you've already done, call it 235 crores, would it be fair to say you are running at almost full capacity or are we reading this wrong?
I think we still have scope of another 10-15%.
Got it. And therefore, in that context, if you think about the capex you are doing, where you are saying you can go from 1,000 to say 1,200, would it be fair to say therefore that you will have to undertake much lot more capex programs over the next couple of years? Because aspirationally, obviously, we want to grow at 20-25%, just given the market context and so on.
Yeah, CapEx program will be an ongoing thing for the company, I think, because the business is into a growth phase and company is also into a growth phase. So it has to be, I mean, CapEx has to support the growth, or the growth is a derivative of our CapEx only. So it will be till the time we are in the growth phase, which is likely for next 2-3 years at least, the CapEx would be coming in.
No, that's fair, sir. I guess where I was going was, why not, I mean, you've raised around 100 crores. So why not do a much larger CapEx? Because it seems like there is some time lag, right, to get the CapEx online and so on. It takes maybe almost a year. So why not go for a slightly larger CapEx, given that you're already running at full capacity?
We had already planned this CapEx, the current ongoing CapEx. And so once we complete this, definitely the next CapEx may be a little larger than the normal CapEx.
Okay.
And anyways, that would be a greenfield CapEx program. So it has to be a little larger than normal brownfield CapEx.
Got it. No, thank you for that, sir. My second question was, could you tell us what proportion of your revenue comes from maybe the top 5 customers, just to give us some sense of customer concentration, or is it
I'll give you a rough idea because if the figure keep on varying. So it is typically 40% comes from our top five customers. And but those top five customers keeps on varying. So it is not a single customer which gives us orders every year. I mean, just a qualification for that.
Got it, sir. And my last question was, sir, in you know, you've talked about the high tension cables being the more value added portion of your business. Could you tell us who are the main players in this industry that you compete with, who are qualified and so on?
Well, for each product, there are different players. So, I mean, it's kind of a Venn diagram in the industry where for few products, there are few players. For other few products, there are other few players. So this is how it is jumbled up. It's very difficult for us to kind of map our competitors on exactly, I mean, we'll have to go on SKU level to do that.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. Thanks again and all the best to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, you did allude to the fact of the railway signaling cable. Sir, if you could just dwell deeper, what kind of capacities we have in terms of turnover and what is the target market and the orders which are there from the railways in the pipeline? Any color on the same and the players who are competing with you in this railway signaling cables?
There are lots of players in railway signaling and our capacity is fungible, so we can manufacture railway signaling as well as power distribution cables from the same capacity. And opportunity is very huge, but depending on our depending on the margin appetite, we kind of take orders selectively. Currently, the proportion would inch up to, it will remain in 4 to 5% range for the current year. We don't know how the order book position moves after 6 months or so.
Sir, I missed your last point. 4 to 5% number you mentioned for
current year.
Current year turnover would be the contribution from railway signaling would be 4 to 5% of the total turnover.
Yes.
Okay, and the size of the market, sir, any color you can give?
I think it is quite large. It is around more than 2,000 crores, I think, or more than that also. Exact number I don't have, honestly.
Okay. And what are the fillers from the railways? That means what kind of the cables can they source on an yearly basis, any amount or any number which they have shared with you?
No, not really. It will be difficult for us to comment on all these things.
Sir, on the solar cable part also, I think so the irradiation beam technology is now more relevant. So we have developed the cables on that facility.
We are using the latest technology. That's all I can comment. I think it will not be fair to discuss exact technologies on this call.
Okay. And lastly, sir, we are not into the capacitor segment. Are we looking for pouring into it the same or any thought process on the same?
No.
Right, sir. And fine, sir. Thank you. And all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Naman Parmar from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. So firstly, on the greenfield capex that you are expected to do in the future, it will be for the around 66 kV only or it will be above 66 kV?
Sir, all the details will be shared in due course.
Okay. And current the DC cable composition, what would be the composition of the DC cable means on the raw material side? It would be mostly for the aluminium or it will be more contributing from the copper side?
It's only copper actually.
It is only copper.
Yes.
And overall, what is the composition? Means aluminium used to contribute more or copper?
Currently, it is aluminium. Yes, it is dominated by aluminium only.
Aluminium only.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the export side, what is the current order book for that? And which are major country you are exporting?
About 80 crore. Export order book.
80 crore?
Yeah.
And which are major exporting countries that you are exporting?
Asia and Africa currently.
Okay. And sector-wise contribution, can you provide that? What would be the sector-wise contribution from the revenue?
Again, sector?
Means in future you are telling we are entering into data center, semiconductor and renewable. So currently, how much the various sectors are contributing? Means with
so largely, currently we are more into power distribution cables. So that is a major sector for us. Railways is the second sector, which is contributing around 4% of the revenue. So these are the two sectors which we kind of publicly disclose.
So how much do you expect renewable will be contributing in the future?
I don't know, yeah. It is a difficult question, but it should have a meaningful contribution.
Okay. Yeah, it's helpful. Thank you so much.
These are early days for us, so let us test the waters. Maybe with one or two quarters of performance behind, it will be more. We can give a more clearer picture.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. All the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranay Shah for closing comments.
Yes, I would just like to thank all the participants for being on the call, and especially for the management for giving us an opportunity to host and answering all the queries. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the very best. Over to you, sir, for your closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, all the investors, for showing great love, and we look forward to a great FY25 and FY26. Thank you.
On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.